This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, hello. How are you people this day? I hope that all is well with you. I thank God for you. I ask you to pray continuously for me, the state, the country. In the name of Jesus, shall we pray? Father God, we love you, and we thank you for every good and perfect gift. We thank you for our desires that we have, that you have placed in us. For you said you would give us the desires of our hearts. But let us refocus our hearts, and let us retrain and rethink while we walk upon our way. Help us, we pray, to bring unity, love, and the bond of peace, as only you can, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, hi. How's everyone? I hope all is well. It's good to be here. It's good to have you to stop by. As you know, it's going to be kind of tough, but the phone number for the show is 296-2251. As you know, I kind of condense a lot of stuff. And I mostly run out of time, but I thank God for you for stopping by. Okay. Okay. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 to 32. This week I'm going to keep picking up on the previous lesson as I'm going systematically through. And verse 27 says, "You have heard that it was said by them of old times that thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell. It has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced commits adultery. There is such a thing that is called heart adultery." A lot of time, we allow our minds to wander, to linger, to be infatuated and bewitched. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, for so is he. As he thinketh, that's who he is. It is not what goes in the body that defiles the body, but what comes out." Say, "Eat and drink," says unto thee, "but his heart is not with thee." It is like someone calculating inwardly. People like to take note of how much you eat. But this kind may never manifest itself, and not because it is not desired, but lacks the opportunity to act on it. Heart adultery. Heart gluttony, heart greed, heart lust, heart laziness. These are sins of the heart. Pride, heart pride, heart anger. Many of Americans are dealing with anger and anxiety. Just like heart murder. In 1 John 3:15, "Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." James 1:14-15 says, "But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed." You see it dangling in front of you, and it increases the wantingness of it. There are things called the seven deadly sins, and then there's the scriptural seven sins, that things that God hates. And you know what James says. After you've been impregnated with the lust, And when the lust have conceived, it brings forth a child, and the child is called sin. And the child, as David's firstborn with Bathsheba, must die. It brings forth death. These are heart issues. This which never goes to the act of adultery, but to defilement is already done. Do you have an appetite for lusting, my brothers and sisters? Do you feed the Spirit of God? In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, it says, love not the world nor the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You have to rethink as you go on your way. For all that's in the world are these things, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And these things are not of the Father, but is of the world. And as the world passes away, the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God shall abide forever. Happy are you when you are poor in spirit. Happy are you when you mourn. Happy are you when you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness, for you shall be filled. Happy are you when you are merciful, for you shall obtain mercy. Happy are you when you have a pure heart, for you shall see God. Happy are you when you're a peacemaker. You shall be called a child of God. The one thing that most of us desire is happiness. The biggest challenge is not knowing what to do. The second is money. But the biggest challenge with money that we don't understand that it is an energy. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And the biggest challenge is not having enough money or time to accomplish the things that I want to do. The third is freedom. And the biggest challenge with freedom, having the freedom to find my true purpose or being lit up by the day-to-day at work. People, they want to feel free, yet they're scared to muster the courage to do what is necessary to become free. Many people want peace. But it's a heart issue. It's a mind issue. The biggest challenge is the lack of clarity about who I am and my purpose. We long for peace desperately. Peace from noise, chatter, pursue responsibilities. We also want peace from pain and the thumping inside our heads, the conflict and strain that we inflict upon others every minute to be better, to be stronger, to be smarter, to be prettier, to be thinner, to be better parents, etc. and etc. But peace, my friends, come from God, who is the King of Peace and the Prince of Peace. People working to build successful, rewarding careers, they love. I've witnessed how the process of stepping up to the highest potential and honoring our best vision for contributing to the world in a meaningful way does indeed pave the way for more joy. We're not able to effectively separate who we are from what we do. So when you're stuck in work you hate, with people you don't respect, supporting outcomes that feel wrong to you, then your life as a whole can't help but be joyless. Even if your personal or family life brings you happiness, to the unsaved, this is their desire. This is their hope. This is their lust. This is their greed. This is their gluttony. This is their anger. This is their frustration. But to the saved, and we know all things work together for good for them that love God, and for them are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. Full joy is to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit abiding in you. You can find in the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23, the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such, according to the Scripture, there is no law. When you have eyes full of adultery, you cannot cease from sin. Make a covenant with your eyes to look into the things of light Lift up your eyes unto the hills from which cometh your help. Look at the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Look unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith, for the light of the body is the eye. And if the light of the body is single, then the whole body is full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that's in you be dark, how great is the darkness? I want to tell you, you cannot serve your flesh and God. No flesh shall boast, no flesh shall glory in his presence. Flesh and blood cannot even enter into the kingdom of heaven. Love not the world nor the things that are in the world. We have to quit playing. We have to quit confessing what we know that is not true. We see what is happening as I segue into the bottom part of the show. We see what is happening, the detestable thing, the love of money, the lust, the gluttony, the greed, the laziness, the wrath, the anger, the envy, the pride, the carelessness that is so freely propagated throughout. The belly full of hate is being propagated today. No man can serve two masters. The Lord says that in verse 24. He says, no man can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or else you'll hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. You cannot serve God and material. Make a decision today whom you will serve, God or man. I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus, many people are asking, lust? Yeah, to have an intense desire or need. But I tell you that whoever looks on a woman, you have a heart issue. Yes, your hand is not handling it, but you're still not being faithful. I'm not being faithful. When I'm drawn in and I'm enticed, you're not being faithful. When you're drawn in and you're enticed and you allow sin to incubate in your mind, let this mind that's in Christ Jesus be also in you. Don't satisfy the lust. Lust is an uncontrollable passion or longing, especially for sexual or sensual desires. The Bible speaks about lust in 2 Timothy 2:22. Paul told Timothy, you flee from youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, and peace. The Bible also mentions lust in other verses. But the cure for lust is chastity, or the fruit of the Spirit called temperance or self-control. It cures lust by controlling passion and leveraging the energy for good of others. Gluttony. Many of us are failing with our health because of this issue. It's a heart issue. Excessive in eating and drinking, for drunkards and glutton become more poor, and drowsiness clothe them in rags. Proverbs 23:1. Gluttony is an excessive ongoing consumption of food or drink. And it's almost as if you can see the gluttony of power. The paradigm of power. The greed, the lust, the gluttony for power, power struck. You can see it running rampant in our nation. Greed, excessive or reprehensible acquisitiveness, having a loss of all sensitivity. They have given themselves over to sensuality so that to indulge in every kind of impurity and continual lust for more. Ephesians 4:19 says, but we value virtue, but do not discuss it. The honest bookkeeper, the faithful wife, the honest scholar gets little attention compared to the embezzler, the tramp, the cheat. Greed is an excessive pursuit of personal possession. The Bible says the following in Hebrews 13:5, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things that you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. The cure for greed is love. Charity cures greed by putting the desire to help others above storing up treasures for oneself. Laziness. This inclined to activity or exertion, non-energetic or vigorous. The way of a sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. Proverbs 15:19. Slothfulness, or to be slothful, is an excessive languor, laziness, or the failure to act and utilize one talent. Solomon spoke about sloth in Proverbs 6:6, saying, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise." The cure for laziness is diligence or zeal. The cure for slothfulness, by placing the interests of others above a life of ease and relaxation. Wrath, we're dealing with it in America. I mean, the anger is just freely propagated today. Everybody's mad at everything and at everybody. They're attacking people on trains and assaulting and saying so many mean and smutty things. But I want to tell you, love lifted me, and love will lift you, and love conquers all. If you're having an anger problem, if you're having wrath, it's strong, vengeful anger or indignation. A gentle answer turns away anger, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. Wrath is an uncontrollable anger and hate towards another person. The Bible speaks about wrath in Romans 12:19. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, and I will repay," says the Lord. The cure for anger is love and patience. Love and patience cures wrath by first understanding the need and the desires of others before acting or speaking. Envy is a heart issue. Painful or resentment awareness of an advantage enjoyed by others join with a desire to possess the same advantage. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander, and every kind. Like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, 1 Peter 2:1-2. Envy is a heart issue. Robert Kraft's famous quote is, "Envy and jealousy is an incurable disease, but there is a cure." I'm telling you, envy is an intense desire to have an item or experience that someone else possesses. The cure for envy is loving kindness. The cure for envy, by placing the desires to help others above the need to supersede them. Pride. Quality or state of being proud. Inordinate self-esteem. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before the fall. Proverbs 6:18. Pride is an excessive view of oneself. Boy, does that sound narcissistic? Wow. Can y'all feel it? Do you understand that when people get just full of themselves, are you full of your beautiful self as well? It's a heart issue. Pride is a heart issue. It's an excessive view of oneself without regard for others. The cure is humility. That's what cures pride. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Be not lifted up. Let not a man think he's something when he's nothing. Seek not your own. Provoke not your children. Love your wives. Humility cures pride by removing one's ego and boastfulness, therefore allowing the attitude of service. It was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that make men angels. St. Augustine. What are the seven detestable sins according to the Bible? The seven are there six things that the Lord hates. Seven are detestable to him. A haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension amongst the brethren. And if you don't follow me, what I'm saying, that's exactly what's happening today. Divide, 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 and lie, lie, lie. We need to stop and walk in the light as he's in the light, that we may have fellowship with one another, that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, shall cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say we have no sin, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. When we receive Christ in our lives and our Savior, we know as he has conquered sin in our lives, it is through his death that our sins have been cleansed and no longer to be remembered. Jesus' life makes the difference. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him. Romans 4, 7, and 8. May the Lord bless you. If there will be one that will receive the Lord Jesus Christ and let him work on your heart, let him work on reconciling you back to your wife. Let him work on all of these heart issues, all of these knives of ambition, desires, lust, greed, all of these desires, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes. Let God have his way in your life. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. The blessing of the Lord makes us rich and adds no sorrow. Won't you trust him? Won't you give your life unto the Lord? Pray this prayer with me. Lord, save all the souls, O God, according to your word. Let the people who love the Lord say, Lord, I love you. Come into my life. Redeem me from the curse of sin. I see what's going on. I understand, and I don't want to die and go to hell. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, community announcements. Juneteenth in Jacksonville. Juneteenth in Jacksonville. Juneteenth. Next Saturday, June 16th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Juneteenth, Lonnie Miller's Park. Join us for Juneteenth in Jacksonville. At Lonnie Miller, the parade is going to start at 10. From 10 to 11, we're going to have a parade. The attendees can buy new books, used books, adult books, children books. Artists is going to be there, handcrafts. Bring your food. I'm sorry about the misinformation, what I said before, that the food, bring your little coolers, bring your little gift, bring your little cookout, bring your grills, bring your card tables. Enjoy yourself. Let's fellowship. Come and meet Ken. Go to ChristZion.com. I love you to support the ministry. Love you to support my work. Christ Zion, Inc., ChristZion.com. ChristZion.com. No Island Left Behind, June 23rd at Hemings Park, Jacksonville. No Island Left Behind, Reggae, Caribbean, a $2,000 scholarship giveaway. No Island Left Behind. You can find it on 96.5 here in Jacksonville. WYMM. Sponsored by Harold's Meat and the Caribbean Sunrise. Now, we're going to also have a prayer walk. Moncrief Springs Homeowners Association Neighborhood Prayer Walk. June 21st, 2018, at 5 o'clock, you meet at the Moncrief Senior Citizen Center. That's at Castellana Avenue and Helena Street. We invite you to join us for our neighborhood prayer walk to curb crime in our neighborhood. Jacksonville Sheriff's Office will block off the streets for our safety for the 1 mile walk. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Juneteenth in Jacksonville. No island left behind. You know what I see is a belly full of hate that is propagating here. I see people dividing, discriminating. We are holy people and we are Christian people. We are godly people. We have nothing but love controlling and ruling us. We love the Lord with all of our hearts, mind, bodies, and soul. And we will not give space to the enemy. You overcome evil with good. You do not render evil for evil, but you overcome evil with good. My brothers, I see a sea of lies in 2018. I see lust, greed, fornication, deceitfulness, lasciviousness. I see every unclean work. The time of famine is upon the land. People are being chipped. Children are being kidnapped. People are being assaulted on trains for who they are, for how they look. I see the stage being set for the Antichrist. I see the stage set when people are being chipped and they're going to get the chip with a smile and try to deceive others to do it. My brothers and sisters, do not accept the chip, the RFID. Do not accept the chip. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You can read it in Revelation. You know what it says. You won't be able to buy or sell. Start growing your own vegetables and fruits in the community. Have community farming. Join yourselves. Be involved. Be engaged citizens. Join community work. Give me a call, 904-234-6481. Ken Jones, for the people. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy, Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless you.